And good morning. Welcome back once again to another edition of the Community Corner with us today, the Community Corner, where always talking about events happening around the area, around Rudham and Washington County for everyone to take part in, learn about, and have some fun with. And coming up, the Community Corner topic for discussion today is an event happening up this weekend, and it's been going on for a really long time, a really fun event that people really get into and have fun with, and that is the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Cook-Off coming up this Saturday, and we're talking about that today. We got with us in studio today. Let y'all introduce yourself this morning.
Good morning, Craig. This is Kathy Ronderman.
All right. Good morning, Craig. It's T. Saunders.
And, of course, you guys are with Lloyd Saunders. Talk about what is it that you do with the organization.
I'll let you go first, T. How's that?
All right. I'm the chairman of the Calf Scramble Committee for the Washington County Fair, also the son of Lloyd Saunders. We started this scholarship after my father had passed away, and has a bunch of people came together and said, hey, let's have a chili and bean cook-off. And over the years, we have raised over $120,000 in given in scholarships to past Calf Scramble participants, which is a great thing to help them through school.
Okay. All right.
And I'm on the volunteer committee. We all get together. We all have a great time. Everybody is kind of has their own little special thing that they do in that. And we have everything from the live auction, getting items donated for that, to the bucket drawing, which is fairly new, to this something that we added for the kids. This is a family event. And a lot of kids are out running around having a great time. And that, so we added something a little extra for them with the bucket drawing. They can put the ticket in whatever bucket prize they want it to win. Craig, something new this year, since we're falling on Halloween day on the 31st, we're going to add in a pumpkin and a Halloween contest. So we're giving away cash prizes. We're going to have an adult and a junior division on both of these here. So you can come out and join in that competition. We'll be giving away, like I said, cash prizes that were donated by a lot of our sponsors and that. I'm very thankful for them on there. Also, if you don't want to enter into that, just come out. We're going to have a pumpkin patch. The kids can get their pumpkins. We're going to have stuff to decorate there. And this will be going on during the day from 11 till about 6, 7 o'clock or so. And so it's something fun to do during the day. So bring the kids out Saturday, eat, you know, try all the chili and beans that's out there. Kids can trick or treat with the cookers that are there, and everybody's going to be kind of in costume, just having a good time.
There you go. Well, let's talk about the cook-off. Let's talk about, you know, how people get sign up for that cook-off this weekend.
On this cook-off, you can sign up the day of. We'll have registration open all the way till 10:30. So just bring all your cookers and your pans, everything that you're going to need, and show up at the fairgrounds by 10:30, and we will take you and set you up in an area so you can start cooking.
There you go. And is there any kind of, you know, you guys have like guidelines, rules for the cook-off that people need to know about beforehand?
Yes, on the chili, the meat must be packaged meat, raw packaged meat. Just bring in there and a check in at 10:30. We will have the Bloody Mary contest, which will be turning in at 10 o'clock. Chef's choice, which is always the special one. It is made with Spam, and it is crazy how many people can come up with things with Spam and never taste Spam in it.
That's right.
It is a Spam cook-off.
It's a Spam cook-off.
Okay.
That is at 12:30. After that, you're going to have the margaritas being turned in at 1:30, the beans at 2:30, and the chili at 4.
Okay. And I've got to ask, you guys have been doing this for an awful long time, why Spam?
Spam was one of my dad's favorites.
Was it really?
Okay. It was fried Spam. He always ate it, and that was something that we tried to keep into the cook-off.
There you go. So it does. It's got a little bit of meaning to it. Then.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Then, and with that, people just come in. Do they need to bring anything special with them for any of these events that you guys are setting up?
Well, I think you bring in your own coolers and that, so you can bring in your own coolers and that, come out. We're going to, like I said, the chili and beans, why the guys, or the the teams are cooking and that. They're going to have different things at their booths that they'll pass out, have ready to go to snack on, taste test beforehand and that. But there'll be all kind of other activities and that out there. Another thing that we're doing again this year is the corn toss, the cornhole. Once again, we had sponsors that had stepped up and donated money just for that. Right now, they're up to almost $500. And that does not include the teams when they sign up, their entry fees. That will also be given away on top of that. So this year, I mean, we've got some prize money out there. Sign up for that. You can come out and play. I believe they're going to kick that off at 12 o'clock to start the cornhole toss and that. So there's going to be a lot of fun activities and a lot of food to eat.
There you go. Let's talk about, because it's all kind of going back towards the kids. Let's talk about some of the kids, you know, and how the kids can go about getting these scholarships.
All right. One requirement, my father was a longtime committeeman on the Calf Scramble. So the scholarships are awarded to past Calf Scramble winners from the Washington County Fair, which limits the number of kids. But we've given out $120,000. I couldn't tell you the number of kids right now, but it's been great. But they have to be into the Washington County Fair in the Calf Scramble.
There you go. And of course, you know, that in itself is an event right there. Everybody's ever been to a calf scramble, watching kids running, tackling, taking down, haltering a calf and then dragging across the arena. It's an ordeal. It's an event right there.
Definitely. And one thing that, you know, I have noticed, I was not a calf scrambler myself, put it that way. But I am amazed at being involved with this committee. How many of these kids come back for these fundraisers to help out? How many of these now are adults that are coming in to be on this committee to raise money and that? So it is it's very meaningful. I mean, it's something that sticks with them. They just don't catch a calf and a year later they disappear. They stay involved with this committee.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Calf scramble, you know, just, you know, my experience, I ran across the Astrodome a couple of times for that one. So I know what these kids are going through. Mm. trying to catch this is back when the Astrodome was still holding the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And that's it's not easy to do that. So, and of course, let's talk about when people can start showing up for this event on Saturday.
We'll actually let them come in and set their booth up if they'd like on Friday. Friday afternoon, most of the time we are there by 5:30, 6 o'clock, to where we can find you a space that you want to cook at if you want an early spot. But we can go Friday all the way through Saturday till 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a great time. I think that we moved a lot of events in for the youth, for the kids, for Halloween, for younger kids, if they want to come in with their costumes. I'm sure that every booth will have candy, mm-hmm. A very safe trick-or-treating area. Right. We will also have a band after the live auction for if dancing afterwards if they'd like.
I think, and they're also playing during the day, so there'll be music throughout the day there by Bobby Z and Trail Boss will be there, so with the music and that. So we have that going on. If you want to still sign up ahead of time in that, you can go by Robert's Service Station and pick up the entry forms to sign up. Just bring them with you on Saturday or Friday night in that. And, of course, the public is open. I mean, we're going to be there at 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, bring the kids out. You know, let's get trick-or-treating starting early.
There you go. Now, what if somebody's sitting there and go, you know what, this sounds like a great event, but I can't do it on Saturday. I can't be there. But, you know, I want to help out a little bit. How do they go about, you know, maybe helping you guys? Said there's some sponsorships. Can people still kind of donate a little bit to the organization for this weekend?
Yes, they can. There's, of course, a couple of people that you can reach out to, Joy Fox or Kenny Lubchek and that. They also have a website online. Which is just Lloyd Saunders Memorial Scholarship.com, and they could go on and do donations there and find different ways. Another thing that will be going on is our live auction that normally starts about that 5 o'clock hour on that. A lot of great prizes are donated. The Burton and Brenham FFA always donate stuff that the kids have on hand, have fire pits and that. We've had picnic tables, and I think we're going to have some corn toss boards this year. Of course, there's always the baked goods. You know, you got the homemade baked pies and all of that good stuff. So a lot of the live auction items are great. There's, I think, a hunting trip or fishing trip of that. So, I mean, you know, if you want to come out and just do the live auction that, we got so many items available. And once again, it's just a thank you to all these sponsors and businesses that donate in that. And if you really want to come out, you know, give us a holler. Come on out Saturday. We'll even let you test, do maybe the spam. You could be a judge for the spam contest. I mean, you know, who wants, you know, who doesn't want to judge spam all day? You know, like I said, there's a variety. We have had spam muffins, spam pizzas. I mean, you name it. If it's something new this year, I will be surprised if they come up with something new for spam.
There you go. All right, then let's talk about the people, where they should be coming in. What kind of entrances should they use when they get there?
We'll be in the, I guess, what do they call that?
The dance pavilion.
The dance pavilion. So they would enter the gate right there at the front offices, side gates there, and just drive right in. They will be using the big parking lot, usually where the carnival is. Okay. That's where the parking's going to be, and we will be right there in the pavilion.
There you go. And if you want to come in about 10:30 if you just want to go and show up and just kind of walk around and see stuff, about 10:30 when all that starts up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else that we need to go over to? Anything that we missed for you guys today?
Hey, we got it covered. Y'all just come on out Saturday. We'll be having a good time and looking forward to seeing everybody.
Right. Let's go one more time. The where, the when, and where they get information for this event Saturday.
Okay. Well, it's going to be this Saturday on Halloween, October the 31st at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Gates will open by 10:30 for visitors. Cook-off teams can come in Friday or they can come in Saturday. You can even sign up Saturday morning. And you can find your sign-up registration either online or just stop in at Roberts Service Station.
There you go. And then one more thing. I know if you want to be part of any of the events, part of the cook-off, you know, there's a cost associated with that. But if you just want to show up and just kind of walk around and look and sample, is there any cost? Just get in there.
No cost to that whatsoever. Just come on in. It's free entry, you know. Come in, walk around, and visit in that.
Unless you're going to cook or carve or throw cornhole.
That's right. That's right. And come in your costume. Like I said, we're going to have cash prizes for the costume contest and the pumpkin contest. And then cornhole will start at 12 o'clock.
There you go. All right. Good to hear. Thank you all for coming in and talking with us today. Appreciate it. And good luck to you guys this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
There you go. Lloyd Saunders Memorial Kickoff, once again, scholarship fundraiser this Saturday, Washington County Fairgrounds. Have some fun with that one this Halloween. All right. Thanks for the folks coming in and talk with us today. Remember, if you've got an event coming up in the near future and you want to get on the community corner, let us know about it. Give us a call in the offices at 979-836-3655. Email Holly Ryder. That's promotions at ktex.com. A couple weeks out, a month out, always the best to get us the information that we can get you scheduled and booked on the community corner and get the information to the masses here on KWHI AM 1280 for 101.7.